proclamation number 8943 dated the February 25th, 1965. The human being is not a product of coincidence by a creative power. The human being with all his vices, flaws and afflictions is easily inclined to believe that he was created like this by God, if he believes that all to have originated from him. Yet this creator would have to be denied all love and wisdom which motivated him to create humans, beings. For in this case every person would merely be the product of a being which is imperfect itself, which created the human being, the being, as a whim but which cannot be accredited with supreme perfection. Someone who is able to entertain such thoughts at any time is utterly unenlightened. He has formed a completely wrong concept of his creator, for the existence as a human being is only the stage of an infinitely long process of development but, at the same time, it is the most important stage, for during this time the being has to make its final decision of will in order to achieve its original state again in which it was once created. You all need to know that your origin from the supremely perfect being had likewise been a state of supreme perfection, and that the state you are in now was created by yourselves, which was therefore not the work of your creator of eternity. You all need to know that it is only an intermediate state which you caused yourselves as a result of reversing your will but which you can change again into your original state if your will is likewise prepared to change. And therefore you have to fight against all your vices and flaws. You must try to change yourselves and create a state in which you transform all your flaws into virtues, in which your God-opposing relationship undergoes a change which will bring you close to Him and you approach the original state once more in which you once emerged from Him. You cannot look upon your human existence as a concluded life. You must always know that there was a before and that there will also be an after, but that you, during your life as a human being, must make a decision as to whether you want to be free from every form or whether you want to fall back again into a stage which you had already overcome a long time ago. But don't believe that you are a product of coincidence by a creative power which arbitrarily externalized beings from within itself which are more or less tainted by various flaws and vices. Believe that this creative power has to be accredited with love and wisdom of highest perfection and that it created you for a purpose, to radiate itself, that is, its love, into its created beings which, however, was prevented by these beings themselves. Thus, they rejected this love and thereby changed into the opposite, into the beings which you are now as humans, yet always with the goal to achieve your past nature again. And thus you should consider your time on earth merely as a passageway. Consider it as a divinely planned designated return into your actual state. Since you emerged in supreme perfection from the creative power. And you should know that you must make every effort during your earthly life in order to fight against all bad habits which prevent you from entering into unity again with your Creator of Eternity, who wants to be your Father, but that you will be infinitely happy if you succeed in changing. If you allow this change into love and by doing so may take possession of your Father's ray of love again, who bestows this bliss upon you. For this is your only goal, to once again become what you were in the beginning, supremely perfect beings, as they were when they came forth from God. Amen.